Yes, what a bundle of joy. And, well, it sure sounded like Ringo Starr was talking about boys in that track from the Beatles' first album, from 1963. But we know it was just a cover version of the Shirelles song, and there was no queer subtext intended. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Music Heritage, and for the next hour, of course, I am bringing you queer subtext, and lots of it. The show for this month is called Straight Artists, Queer Songs, the 1960s, and I'll be playing for you songs with gay or lesbian references from the last decade before Stonewall. But let's let Ringo finish his song. And there'll be more by the Beatles in a little while, but before we get to the songs with actual gay references, I can't resist sharing one more with unintentional ones, and I'm always amused when I hear it. It's from 1960, and in those years, westerns were all the rage on television, and the names mentioned in the song are all TV characters. Here's Brenda Lee complaining that my baby likes western guys.
My baby came to my house last night. Oh, yeah, I thought maybe he would hold me tight. Oh, yeah, but my baby had to watch Cheyenne. Said let this head in the spin. Had to watch Wire Up too. And that left me feeling so doggone blue. Oh, my baby likes all the western guys. Oh, yeah. He ain't got no use for me tonight. Oh, yeah. My baby likes all the western guys. Oh, yeah. He ain't got no use for me tonight. Oh, yeah. Ask me for a Saturday date. He said, no gun smoke comes on late. Had to see Mr. He's gonna get killed. My baby likes all the western guys. Oh, yeah. He ain't got no use for me tonight. Oh, yeah. He came to my house on a Sunday night. Thought maybe he would hold me tight. But the Maverick boys were on that screen. And that left me feeling so doggone mean. My baby likes all the western guys. Oh, yeah, he ain't got no use for me tonight. Oh, yeah.
Well, she may have had a point after all, but here's one that doesn't beat around the bush.
I changed my sex a week ago today. I don't know what the dressmaker will say. For whichever way it was, she'll have to alter it, because my underpants were cut a different way. I changed my sex just 7 days ago. I don't quite know how much it's going to show. It's all the same to me, whether I'm a he or she, but my friend is very curious to know. I suppose I ought to notify Her Majesty's officials that my passport may be open to some doubt. For although I haven't changed my name or altered my initials, my particulars have now gone down the spout. If I'm forced into the army, I shall have to change my plans to conform with such demands as may be made. For it might not be so easy to explain just what I am when I'm standing to attention on parade. Yes, just 7 days ago it came to light. I don't think it will matter, but it might. I'm bewildered, I confess, by the rumors in the press that Christine intends to have it out tonight.
I love that one. It was from the 1961 album A Taste of Hermione Baddeley, and she was a British actress with a long list of movie credits, but you may know her more for her TV roles in Maud and Bewitched. I've got two more songs from the pre-Beatles 60s, and one is a bit homophobic and the other fairly neutral. In 1961, Jimmy Dean had a huge hit with the song Big John, and it was a song very ripe for novelty cover versions, especially gay ones. I've collected 13 different versions, and I've set up a page for them on my site, where you can find out much more info than I can cover about that now. But here's the first cover version released from 1962 by Casey Anderson, called Sweet Sydney.
You could see him arrive, 5'6", weighing 105, narrow at the shoulders and broad at the hips, with a delicate smile on his painted lips, Sweet Sydney. Nobody knew where Sid called home, had a place on Fire Island where he lived alone. A likable fellow, though kind of quiet and shy, and if he spoke at all, he just said, Hi, sweetie. Some say he came from New Orleans, where he headed a social club called the Cajun Queens. But to tell you the truth, it was Beverly Hills where he got into trouble, passing $3 bills. Naughty Sydney, desperate little outlaw. One day at the beauty shop, there was a dreadful fire. They had a short circuit in number 4 dryer, and amidst the screams of those frantic dames, in swished Sydney to fan the flames. Sweet Sid. He got them all out as the fire got worse, but someone heard him gasp, I've forgotten my purse. He rushed back in with a fitful shout, and all was quiet and he never came out. Poor Sydney. Brave, valiant, heroic Sydney. Precious little firefighter. That beauty salon is now a parking lot, but the legend of our hero will not be forgot. For deep in the hearts of coiffure dames will live the memory of Sydney going down in flames.
Now, I've never known quite what to think of this next song. It's written and sung by Barbara Lynn. She's a Louisiana artist best known for a wonderful top 40 hit from 1962 called You'll Lose a Good Thing. But on this 45 from the same year, she's singing about two women, Dina and Petrina.
Let me tell you about Dina and Petrina. Oh, Dina is a world. But let me hip you to Petrina. You know what I mean. Oh, Petrina is a lucky girl. Dina and Petrina. They stick together through all kinds of weather. Oh, Dina and Petrina. Where there is one, there's the other. But don't worry, they'll go no further. Dina and Katrina. D-I-N-A-P-A-T-R-I-N-A. Let me tell you about Dina and Petrina. Oh, Dina is
gonna hit you to Patrina. You know what I mean. Oh, Patrina is the lucky girl. Tina and Patrina.
Dina and Patrina by Barbara Lynn. The next few artists on the show all have a central theme of sorts. They were all British, and the common denominator was that they all had gay managers, producers, or writers. These behind-the-scenes forces included Brian Epstein for the Beatles, Andrew Oldham for the Rolling Stones, Kit Lambert for The Who, Robert Stigwood for Cream and the Bee Gees, Jonathan King for Genesis, and Simon Napier Bell for the Yardbirds, Mark Bolan, and Wham, and many others. And the list really started with Joe Meek. He was a pioneering and innovative producer known for his unusual approach to recording, and it worked well. In just a few years, he worked on 245 singles, of which 45 were top 50 hits in the UK. His first smash hit was Telstar by the Tornadoes, which was also the first song by a UK act to hit number one in the United States in 1962. The dark side of Joe Meek's life is also famous for his depression and repressed homosexuality, which, remember, was still illegal in the UK until 1967. All this on top of financial and career troubles led to his committing murder and then suicide in February of 1967 at age 37. I could do several hours on Joe Meek's music, but I picked just three songs, and the first one is kind of amazing, and it's by the Tornadoes, 4 years after their big hit, and pretty much at the end of their career. That group wasn't gay, but on the last 45 he produced for them, in 1966, he perhaps gained some satisfaction by exposing a reality long suppressed. On the flip side of their record named Is That a Ship I Hear?, he placed what sounded like a throwaway song called Do You Come Here Often? It's an innocuous sounding instrumental, and most people, had they even bothered to turn the record over, would have stopped listening well before the point of interest I'm telling you about. At about 2 minutes and 15 seconds into the song, he inserted this bit of conversation, apparently intended to sound like it came from a London gay club, with two obviously bitchy queens.
Do you come here often?
Only when the pirate ships go off here.
Me too.
Well, I see pajama style shirts are in there.
Well, pajamas are out. As far as I'm concerned, anyway.
Who cares?
Well, I know of a few people that do.
Yes, you would. Wow. These two coming now. What do you think?
Mine's all right, but I don't like the look of yours.
Well, I must be off.
Yes, you're not looking so good.
Cheer. I'll see you down the dilly.
Not if I see you first, you won't.
Remember, this was 1966, and that indulgence by producer Joe Meek was, in a way, an amazing achievement. It was the first record on a UK major label, Columbia, to give us a look at gay life, with all the campiness sometimes present. I'm following that song with one not from the 60s, but it's relevant because it is about Joe Meek, done by another very successful and gay UK producer, Jonathan King. From 2007, it's called He Stood in the Bath and Stamped on the Floor.
Celebrity goal to become an idol with or without guitar. I knew I could go far. The finest producer in the whole UK was an odd man called Joe Meek. He was gifted and confused and bright and gay. He was the man I'd seek. I reckoned he'd give me a hit in a week. He wrote and produced Telstar, you see, and the Honeycombs, Have I the Right? And Leighton's Johnny, Remember Me, and made Heights a star overnight. Surely he could do the same for me.
He loved Barry and Holly. His sound was weird, compressed and muddy, with echo it sounded like a madman's folly. He said he thought I looked like Buddy. He put an old mic rack in foam on the boards to give him a thudding that moved him more. He did all this to the tune and the chords. He stood in the bath and he stamped on the floor. He stood in the bath and he stamped on the floor. They never came out or turned into smashes, but Joe declined and his story turned sadder. His life and times became ashes and he went slowly madder and madder. A tragic end, sadder and madder. He shot his landlady and then himself and died. A bankrupt, lonely guy. My fading tape fell apart on his shelf. I've nothing to remember him by, but his magic music still gets me high. This song is for the big man Joe, a producer I was proud to know. Knocked over by a moral blow, but he was a major part of our music show. He stood in the bath and he stamped on the floor. He stood in the bath and he stamped on the floor. He stood in the bath and he stamped on the floor.
And I've got to lead you up to the third Joe Meek song I'm featuring, which has an intriguing backstory I only recently found out about. One of Meek's most successful acts was the Honeycombs. Their main claim to fame was the song Have I the Right, which reached number 5 in the U.S., and the gay songwriting duo who gave them that song was Ken Howard and Alan Blakely. According to Blakely, and here's the surprise, the song was inspired by the last paragraph of Radcliffe Hall's classic lesbian novel, The Well of Loneliness, from 1928. And note that by the time of this song, in 1965, there still were very few lesbian novels we would consider positive and accepting. I'll read you the last paragraph. God, she gasped, we believe. We have told you we believe. We have not denied you. Then rise up and defend us. Acknowledge us, O God, before the whole world. Give us also the right to our existence. From Radcliffe Hall in 1928 to the Honeycombs in 1965. Have I the Right?
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. You, and you know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start. Come right back, I just can't bear it. I've got to love and I love to share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong. Oh yeah. Have I the right to touch you? If I could, you see how much you send those shivers running down my spine. Ooh, have I the right to thrill you? You know I'm waiting till you give me the right to make you mine. Well, come right back, I just can't bear it. I've got some love and I love to share it. Come right back, my love is strong. Oh yeah. All right.
I loved that song, and still do. Here's another by the same writers and managers, Ken Howard and Alan Blakely, but by a different act, called The Herd. One of their songs from 1968, from their album Paradise Lost, tells a story and was called Something Strange.
South with his girl to a land where they'll spend their 3 week vacation just begun, free from the ties and the watchful eyes that restrain them. At first through hot streets and bazaars they walk in a dream, and people who see them remark on their beauty as they pass. A perfect pair, not a single care to disturb them. She feels so happy, he thinks he is. She watches him, her eyes on his. What draws her closer? Does the wind change? Some subtle danger, something strange. Side by side, but a world now divides them. They make conversation, but it's not the same. They're flying apart, and they feel in their hearts something strange.
If you've not heard of The Herd, you do know its most famous member, Peter Frampton. I'm still into the theme of gay producers, and for The Who, that was Kit Lambert. They had a song in 1966 that might have been seen as an early precursor for their 1969 rock opera, Tommy. And this one, called I'm a Boy, had gender issues. From The Who, I'm going to the Rolling Stones, and although this song was written as a demo by Andrew Oldham and Keith Richards for others to record, this track was released. Recorded in 1965 and appearing on their Metamorphosis album in 1975, here's the very fun I'd Much Rather Be With The Boys.
I'd much rather be with the boys.
See why I couldn't resist it? For you trivia freaks, that song was recorded several times, with no hits, but an interesting version was by Donna Lynn in 1965, though she would much rather be with the girls. And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from midnight to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. I can't leave my gay managers section without coming back to the Beatles, and their manager, Brian Epstein, was probably the most famous of them all, often referred to at the time as the Fifth Beatle. His homosexuality was an open secret among his friends and business associates. I've read that the song You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, written by Lennon and McCartney, was inspired by Lennon's observations of Brian Epstein. That song, appearing on the Beatles' Help album in 1965, was more known at the time as done by the UK group called The Silky, and their version reached number 10 in the States. Got to Hide Your Love Away, as done by the Silky and produced by the Beatles. Late in their career as the Beatles, they had three songs with sort of gay references, all from 1968 and 1969, and you know all of them. I'll start with Obladi Oblada from the White Album, and I'm giving you the last two verses. Okay, notice in that verse, Molly stays home and does her pretty face. In the last verse, it's Desmond who stays home and does his pretty face. It's been reported that McCartney just messed up the lyrics, and they liked it and kept it that way. In a couple of years, they have built a home, sweet home. and from Abbey Road, as part of a medley they sang about Polythene Pam. She's so good looking, but she looks like a man. Finally, the song, Get Back, first released as a single in 1969. I'm skipping the verse about JoJo and picking up the story with Loretta. Get Back, Loretta, and I'm going to jump back a few years to play a beautiful song by Donovan. He was a very popular British folk musician and had a string of hits in the 60s, but the one that catches our eye comes from his second album, Fairy Tale, from 1965, and is called To Try for the Sun.
We stood in the windy city, the gypsy boy and I. We slept on the breeze in the midnight, with the rain dropping tears in our eyes. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. We huddled in the derelict building, and when he thought I was asleep, he lay his poor coat round my shoulder and shivered there beside me in a heap. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. We sang and cracked the sky with laughter, our breath turned to mist in the cold. Our years put together counted 30, but our eyes told the dawn that we were old. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun. Mirror, mirror, hanging in the sky, won't you look down for what's happening here below? I stand here singing to the flowers, so very few people really know. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, or I'm going to try for the sun. We stood in the windy city, gypsy boy and I. We slept on the breeze in the midnight, with the rain dropping tears in our eyes. And who's going to be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, for I'm going to try for the sun.
Those last 11 songs were all from the UK, but before I get back to the US, I'm sharing a song from a Swedish band called Tajes. Their style was psychedelic folk, and they recorded their fifth and last album in Abbey Road Studio in 1967. And for its originality, it's been called the Sgt. Pepper of Sweden. That album was just called Studio, and from it is She Is a Man. Yes, are you a boy or are you a girl? We're back in the U.S. now, but not without gender confusion, as told by the Barbarians in 1965. I'm slipping in a stereotypically homophobic novelty record called Strangers in the Night by Teddy and Daryl. It's from their 1966 album, These Are the Hits, You Silly Savages.
Strangers in the Night. Exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people. Strangers in the night, up to the moment that we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right, for Strangers in the Night. Oh, yes, I just did get into town. Yes, came by bus, too. Mm-hmm. Made all the stops. The park, oh, yes, everywhere. With Marvy, Marvy, Marvy.
You're pretty young.
Strangers in the night. Two lonely people. Strangers in the night. Up till that moment when we said our first hello, little did we know. Love was just a glance away, a warm, embracing dance away. Ever since the night we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the night. Oh, yes.
I must have you.
Oh, good.
I must.
If loneliness drives some girls to prostitution, it drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci, and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
And that was a strange sort of spoken word song narrated by Bert Topper. The track is called The Gay Teenager, and it appeared on a soundtrack from 1967 from a very obscure movie called Teenage Rebellion. Next up, The Birds. And David Crosby wrote this song for their 1967 album, but due to a lot of issues between he and the other members, it was not released until 20 years later. Although Jefferson Airplane recorded their version in 1968. Here's the Byrds' original. It's called Triad.
You want to know how it will be, me and her. See, why can't we go on as three?
And he spends the next two verses trying to talk someone into a three-way relationship. I hate cutting that song short, but I'm trying to fit in as much as possible into this segment. You'll also just hear parts of the next two obscure songs. The first is by an act calling themselves United States of America, and their song, American Way of Love. Lots going on in this song. Odd Song by a group called Improved Sound Limited. Their 1969 track was not subtly called Leave This Lesbian World. While that song disdains the lesbian world, this next one acknowledges it, at least before it gets distracted. It's by the group Harper's Bazaar and was the title song from a movie starring Peter Sellers called I Love You, Alice B. Toklas.
I love you, Alice B. Toklas, and so does Gertrude Stein. I love you, Alice B. Toklas. I'm gonna change your name to red velvet trees and lions, grinning lions, candy witches.
Well, as I said, the song quickly goes in other directions, and in the movie plot, the only connection was that they really loved a recipe for cannabis brownies found in a cookbook written by Alice B. Toklas.
I
you so before you left the home. But you got out anyway, and I felt it to the bone. You never really listened to a single word I said,
'cause I gone through a feeling was in your head. 'Cause you're a move-on girl, don't stay in one place, with boots and jeans and a dirty face.
A ragged shirt with a small rope belt. You should have been a boy, you were born a girl. Childhood in the county orphanage. That's where I met you, girl, and learned to love you so.
I gave you all I had, and I thought our love would grow, but you're a move-on girl. Don't stay in one place with boots and jeans and a dirty face.
A ragged shirt with a small rope belt. You should have been a boy. You were born a girl.
And that was an odd release on a record label called Review, almost totally known for black artists. And I can find nothing about the band called Pleasure, but that was their song from 1968, Born a Girl. You've been listening to Straight Artists, Queer Songs, the 60s, and in no way am I implying that these are all the songs from the 1960s with gay references. They are just the ones I found interesting and could fit into this hour. Come back in May for Straight Artists, Queer Songs, the 70s. This is J.D. Doyle, and I'm closing Queer Music Heritage this month with a fun track that just barely qualified for being a 60s song. It's from a UK TV show and first aired in December of 1969, though there have been a number of different versions recorded since. It's the Monty Python Flying Circus and the Lumberjack Song.
I wanted to be a lumberjack, leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant redwood, the larch, the fir, the mighty Scots pine, the lofty flowering cherry, the naughty Leicestershire fleshy oak, the flatulent elm of West Ruislip, the Quercus Maximus Bambergascoigne. With my best buddy by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea. I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
He cuts down trees, he wears high heels, suspenders and a bra.